Abigail, can you feel my heart in the palm of your hand? And do you understand why I can't stay? Abigail, an evil wind is blowing through the land, and they need every man to drive it away. When I come home, if I come home, you'll be a grown woman. When I come home, if I come home, don't be alone, Abigail Bell of Kilbrona. Abigail, gonna be the beauty of County Galway, and she will live always in a world of love. Abigail, I'm off to the war, but you can be sure I will know you're what I'm fighting for. I'm off to the war, but you can be sure I will know you're what I'm fighting for. I'm off to the war, but you can be sure I will know you're what I'm fighting for. When I come home, if I come home, it will be a grown woman. When I come home, if I come home, don't be alone, Abigail Bell of Kilbrona.
Everybody, guess what? It's Thursday.
Hey.
It's Thursday, and here we are.
Echoey.
All right. I need to not have the feedback going. Hey, that's better. Let's make sure that's better. Is that better?
Can you hear me?
I wouldn't be able to anyway. So
well, fine then. All right.
Anyway, here I'm Jake, and here with me are Riff and Xenophobe and Hotstar.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm finally done writing the combat text for that monster.
Is it a super secret monster that you can't talk about?
Yes.
In polite company.
You know,
yes. Particularly in polite company.
Why don't you just post all the work you just did to the rat faucet?
Oh, I could. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's you. I see. It's so easy for you to give out spoilers, though. Zomg.
Oh, by the way, I meant to email you to tell you to take that site down, please. yeah, so, you know, if you haven't seen The Rat Faucet, don't go see it. Yeah, whatever. There's this site people were talking about.
Those of you that don't goddamn open your Christmas presents early,
yeah,
don't go see it.
I don't really care. I mean, I spent significant chunks of my time a long time ago, like, trying to find stuff before it was released, too. I think that's kind of fun.
But you didn't post it on a website.
No, I did not post it on a website.
You just figured out the people's phone names from their DNS records and called them to tell them that it was
accessible. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Totally hacksword. I'm wondering how our volume is. I guess we're probably fine.
People will bitch and moan and complain.
My wife says we're low.
Well, then we should probably punch above the belt next time. You know, just a suggestion.
That's no fun. Dr. Van Mojo wrote, apparently in response to the Scully show, "I personally find cue manipulation to be one of the most interesting and fun aspects of the speed game."
Too bad.
Yeah, that's just, you know, I'm sure that there were people who found, you know, the 5454545454545454 damage absorption that they used to get from Astral Shell, the most fun part of the game. Just let them, you know, go indefinitely deep in the basement. But, you know, no, which is not to say that the queue is a bug. The queue is not a bug. The queue.
It's a bug that we let anybody know about.
It's not a truck. It is a series of pipes. The point of the queue was always to make it so people don't get the same monster twice in a row, because that's boring.
I mean, they still can, but Yeah. It just makes it, it just varies it up more. As much as it can without.
And being since it's being abused in a shitty way, it's good Michael Lang.
It's not, I mean, I don't know. It's not. I don't think about people who manipulate the queue
as
the way
cheaters.
That, yeah, as cheaters or
well, it's
even
just,
exploiters.
It's
just
sort of thing of stasis, though. Just sort of a something that just sort of makes no sense and is advantageous for the wrong purposes.
I mean, I feel like the kind of person who is going to think about something like that and be like, oh, you know, this is my favorite part of the game is doing this, is like, you know, anything that you like, we're going to...
Probably.
And we're gonna blow up.
The people who are manipulating the queue, they're saying it added all the strategy or whatever. All it did was you'd fight until you got a particular drop or monster that you wanted, and then you'd go to the gallery and you'd fight there for a while, and then you'd go back
or somewhere else that you needed a drop from.
That's yeah, but usually you'd just go to the gallery.
Yeah,
like there aren't that many places where you were
really
using this.
So it's, I mean, that's not really strategy.
And I mean,
the thing is, it is. It is something that you can do if you figure out how to do it that makes you better, you know, at the speed game than you would be without it. But it's like the problem, you know, and they say that this is not enough of a justification. If I hadn't specifically announced on the radio how it worked, nobody would have ever figured it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, just pretend that I didn't tell you about it. Pretend that I'm not taking it away. Pretend that it was just never there in the first place, because you know, wasn't supposed to be. Yes, it was very clever to discover. It was, you know, very, very impressive that it was done. But you know, if your claim is that the game is not going to be fun because that particular avenue is closed for construction, then
my answer
would
be you're going to like the bounty hunter.
That is true. That is true. There are going to be, and then Dev says, don't get people's hopes up about there being alternatives to queue manipulation, because there's really not.
That's not true.
That's what Dev says.
It's not the same.
That's what Dev says, so that's what the people who complain will say.
Fine.
All right? They'll say, you assholes, you told us that there was going to be stuff you could do to manipulate the queue, and there's not. I'm still just playing this game the way you wrote it, you pricks.
This isn't the game that I paid to play.
Yeah. I mean, what strikes me, the thing about the people who are like, okay, yeah, right, we get it, Jick, this is not the game that you wrote, but it's fun and we're playing it. There is still going to be this whole game I didn't write that you can play that arises out of the, you know, sort of decisions that we made half considered during the design of the level 11 and 12 stuff. So I'm sure that you guys will find awesome tricks that I hate that you'll get to just completely fall in love with over the course of the next 2 years, and then I'll pull the rug out from under you on that.
Yeah, and we'll break all of your hopes and dreams.
And legs.
All of your legs.
All of your legs.
And your little dog, too.
Says that playing with the queue adds to player options, makes optimal play harder, and requires strategy. Is there something you dislike about it other than that it's metagamey? And yes, that it's metagamey, and also it is metagamey. And we've told Scully that we wouldn't go to any of the questions from the last show about metagamey.
Yeah, he's already dying in a corner because of the sound of us saying that word.
Interstellar Cattle says, hey, I was wondering, will there be, if not new guild skills, then new skills like the Spooky Raven ones, or even like Chronic Indigestion? I don't know if you mean for NS13. I mean, technically there will be some new skills, but not what you think.
Someday there will definitely be new skills.
There's two new ones that are regular skills that act like the other skills.
I don't even remember.
No. One of which is totally unimplemented at this point, and I should probably get to work on that.
He
says, thanks. Also, what is your opinion on N64 FPSs?
I like GoldenEye.
Yeah, GoldenEye. I had some fun times playing GoldenEye.
I have a real difficult time playing FPSs with a console controller.
I hated Halo because of that.
I need keyboard and mouse.
Yeah.
I hate Halo because it's the single most boring game that has ever been written.
I just can't figure out the controls. It's too weird.
Watching my housemate play Halo is kind of interesting. He's very good at it. The AI is very challenging. You know, I tried to play with him, and Jeff Assen was shooting him in the back. So, yeah, I don't know.
The one time I played Halo multiplayer, I was the gunner on that Jeep thing, and I just held the trigger. Like, once I found out there was no ammo, I just held the trigger down and the joystick all the way to the left the entire time that we were in, just spinning around in circles, shooting off into the sky while he was trying to jump over shit and, you know, just like this. Yeah, and you know, like, eventually after, like, 10 minutes, he looked at me like, are you going to quit that? And I'm like, no. Not until we somehow blow this thing up, and then I think you can't. Like, so it was, yeah. That was fun, I guess. I tried to play it with Disco Banjo. We tried to, I'm like, oh, you know, it's kind of cool that it's a first-person shooter that you can play through the campaign cooperatively, but, like, awesome, we're playing cooperatively through this campaign where there are 15 levels, and levels 2 through 14 are giant, identical, boring warehouses. I mean, they're boring alien warehouses, I guess, but still.
I don't recall that being the case.
They were level after level with just identical rooms connected by identical hallways. I guess, you know, people aren't playing for the scenery, they're playing for the slightly different colored alien guys with the slightly sharper spiky things or whatever, but yeah.
They're playing to save the galaxy.
Have you seen the footage of BioShock?
No.
It looks pretty damn awesome.
Is that some sort of successor to System Shock?
Yeah, it's most of the same team, and it's crazy wild looking.
Huh. I would really enjoy playing System Shock 2, but it's just going to require me to get a new computer over and over again until I finally find one on which it will run, because it's really like contrary about which builds of XP it'll run on, and so like a lot of times
you just can you run it off of something like, I don't know, DOSBox
you
or something
like
that?
You can't, because it is a Windows 95 game, and so it's
is
like
it System Shock 2?
Yeah,
System Shock is the one that had the purple flavored purple beverage that restored some sort of
purple flavored beverage.
Well, no, like
maybe.
Because yeah, I think someone from my Eternity worked on that game, and that's like a reference to our Eternity.
You just say that about anything purple.
No.
Remember that Prince album about rain that was a reference to your fraternity at MIT?
Yeah.
It's like the people in the wiki that were saying that the references to. Is there no balm in Gilead in the Raven Adventures or references to the Bible?
isn't it?
Well, it's where it comes from, but it's a reference to the Raven, which was referencing the Bible.
I see.
It's not a direct biblical reference.
None of our references are going to be original references. They're going to be references of references from now on.
Yeah.
So basically meta-references?
Meta-references.
Yes.
Yeah.
If only we had some sort of meta filter to pick out the good ones.
Yeah.
So, man, I looked at Meme Pool today for the first time in, like, 6 months.
Oh, man.
There have been, like, 5 posts.
Yeah. Good old Meme Pool.
Meme Pool. Meme Pool used to be cool, you know? Meme Pool used to refresh during the day.
It was basically just Metafilter Lite if they'd thought to go that extra distance to allow people to make comments about the articles, then they would have been Metafilter instead of Metafilter.
Yeah.
But, of course, a site like that doesn't need a community to stand. It can stand on its own two legs! Or something, I don't know.
I mean, it's sad that something that was that cool kind of died because the creator was not willing to sort of share the responsibility once he sort of got busy doing other things or whatever, you know.
That and game never ending. There were a lot of disappointments around that time. A lot of things that seemed like they were surviving the like bubble, and you know, it was like cool things starting to emerge on the internet again, and then just dying.
And Perplexity, did you
see that thing about Perplexity? So what? Yeah. They're still publishing the cards, right?
Yeah, they're just gonna finish the last of the season's cards. Apparently, they've already got like wave 2 in the office. they're just not doing the ARG anymore. Okay. I guess it turned out they just couldn't justify the expense of it or something because it wasn't. What I heard was that basically, I mean, anybody it was possible to play the ARG without buying the cards.
Right.
And possible to buy and enjoy the cards without playing the ARG.
Right.
But since the ARG costs money without on its own making any money, because the people who played the ARG and bought the cards are still going to buy the cards.
Right.
Then they really weren't.
They
couldn't justify the expense of the ARG.
But how much was the? What was the expense of the?
It was a staff of six people.
Right.
I mean, granted, they're you know British, so they make $1 billion a year. But, I mean, that's frustrating because it's saying that, like, you know, it's a corporation that has to worry about the bottom line and can't spend some money to make a product which is just really cool and neat and interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that the alternate reality game was cool. Was it cool to you? I mean, I
didn't really pay a lot of attention to it when it was running the first season.
Maybe that's why. Maybe not enough.
Maybe they saw that you weren't.
Maybe it's all my fault.
The guys writing the cards don't don't pay attention to this crap.
But yeah, apparently they're gonna start looking more towards like actual physical stuff that they can sell in game stores and stuff like that.
What
is my guess?
So
is the populace's guess? Populace? The populace's guess.
We were just talking about populace the other day.
Are you going to use some lightning to level the huts or something?
Did they not want to incorporate the alternate reality stuff into the puzzles in a more concrete way?
Also, does that mean that the meta puzzles on the backs of the cards now just have no referent? Because weren't they stuff about the alternate reality?
Not necessarily. I don't know. I don't know that they were necessarily tied together.
I assume that you had to be on top of the alternate reality game to be able to solve the overall season or whatever.
That wasn't the case the first time.
See, that's weird. That kind of
the cards were. You didn't. I mean, the stories. The cards existed as part of the storyline, but you didn't have to follow the storyline in order to ultimately solve the cards.
This all sounds
bizarre.
Really complicated, and I don't think I would understand it if it were given all to me in one piece.
The whole idea of the, like, I don't know, I feel like the idea of an alternate reality game is kind of satisfying, but the execution just wouldn't be. Like, what was that product that they actually...
Majestic? Game?
Yeah, Majestic. Like,
what's
how
that?
It was like this game you'd buy, right? I mean, you bought the box, but then it was like, instead of, you know, playing this game, it just sort of, you know, you get a phone call, and then, you know, like, I don't know.
Huh. I think I heard about that. So it was like a product that you would sort of, it's like a service you'd sign up for, kind of?
I guess, yeah. I don't know exactly how it worked.
Huh. I mean, that's kind of neat, right? People play LARPs.
LARPs. Some people do.
Some people do play LARPs. And
oh, but I mean, like, I think that's a fun way to, like...
Well, for, like, an afternoon. I mean, not if you have a company you got to run that's, you know, being the guy who calls every single person who signs up for the game. I mean, that's, like...
If you
some people would enjoy doing that. You just have to get the right guy.
You know, like a call tree, like, you know, you get a, like, if school's canceled, you know, like, somebody calls you and you have two people that you're going to call to tell.
So basically it's a pyramid scheme of communication.
Yes. You get 10 friends to sign up, you...
Those 10 friends have to get 10 friends.
Yeah, they also have to get 10 friends, and then everybody has to call each other. And
give each other a dollar.
And sell each other toothpaste.
No, I was going to say, this whole thing is sponsored by AT&T.
AT&T, who recently acquired Amway.
Yes.
Max Van says, when you use a disintegrating spiky collar, shouldn't you lose HP, especially if you're trying to put it on a combat familiar? Sure. Let's go in and nerf that.
You should lose all of your HP.
Forever.
Forever, yeah. Yeah. All the HP you're ever going
to
get.
You get an intrinsic that never goes away that just sets your HP to zero every time you try to do anything. On the 5 days before NS13, Max Vance also asks, will you have all those large numbers, or will you all have those large numbers again? No.
Large numbers?
Remember on the Ascension rollout, there was the 5, 4, 3, 3, and 1.
Well, we could reuse.
We will, however, put the pickle factory up one of those days. Keep looking.
Be sure to click every space we might possibly put it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're going to start doing. It's invisible, and the cursor does not turn into a hand when you mouse over it.
I love that part of it.
Single pixel.
Yeah.
Single pixel. Every day there is one pixel somewhere in the game that you can click on to open the pickle factory.
It might be part of a combat text of a monster.
Or someone might say it in chat. It might be a certain word.
Yeah, it might be something somebody says in chat.
You better listen to every channel all day long.
Yeah.
That would be interesting, actually, if we included adventuring locations in the chat pane that you could only get to by...
The secret word of the day.
Yeah. And by interesting, I mean incredibly obnoxious.
Yeah.
Clicking on it took you to the Pee Wee's Playhouse Zone.
Yeah.
Where
Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
What happens in the Pee Wee's Playhouse Zone?
I mean,
you fight a chair, severed
head,
head.
Yeah.
Animated floor.
Maybe, yeah. We could be the theme of it could be that Pee Wee was just imagining that all this stuff was talking to him. So.
And then
you've got this, this weird chair.
Yeah.
This chair and the severed Arab head and the giant ball of tinfoil.
Arrest him for severing this Arab's head.
Yeah.
Every adventure could end in him getting arrested.
A dead male lady.
Creepy.
Was it a dead male lady?
Shoe mirrors.
You know, I never saw whatever it was that I remember that from, like, because his, like, the beginning of Pee Wee Herman's career was sort of raunchy-ish, wasn't it? I mean, it had, like, an HBO show.
I saw the HBO show once, but I only barely remember it. Like, the shoe mirrors is all I remember from it.
I remember Naked Gumby.
Really?
But it wasn't raunchy exactly. It was just, I guess, a little naughty-ish.
Naughty-ish?
Inferno Hero says, why do lines drop more than stars? At the end of my runs, I always have a surplus of around 22 lines because you get twice as many of them as you do stars, and it takes fewer lines to make a star item. Is that true?
Should be.
They should drop in equal proportions.
I mean, is that true?
Maybe.
They should drop in equal proportions. I mean,
is
looking at the
is
item
that
drops...
true?
Yes.
Are you looking at the item?
I have looked at them. We added all these new monsters.
Right.
And at that time, I had to do all the item drops. And at that time, I looked at all the various item drops. And they were equally balanced in terms of numbers of item drops.
Well, they were the same as the previous set. I mean, we don't really know anything about the previous set.
You're right, because I didn't actually think about it when I did it.
I'm almost positive we went through nature. Whenever we added the new monsters for the astronomy stuff, that the drop rates remained the same. Remember we had one monster because we had to make drop 4 because it was uneven.
Yeah.
So I'm almost positive that we done it right, I reckon.
Well, then maybe Inferno Hero is full of crap.
Maybe.
It is possible that the items that people make require more stars than lines.
That is true.
So that might explain it. But, yeah, in terms of actual drops, I don't think that is the case. I don't think.
I try not to think most of the time. It works out pretty good.
There are...
Are you looking at it
33%
now?
More lines than stars in the game.
Wow.
I mean, I think that... would almost universally be a factor of the recipes rather than the
right.
Well, but that's a lot of extra lines.
Well, also it might have to do with some of the items being some like the staff or the crossbow being less popular than the others. Like people are going to make a hat and like what else? The shield, I think it is. Are those the only two required things?
Shield.
One of the weapons
not
is
required.
or I don't remember.
Well, it seems, well, it, since they're all not required, then that means the easiest one to make is going to be the one that you're going to make the most.
Okay, it is possible.
And the since the recipes may be balanced one way or another, you know.
Right. If somehow you are more likely to get the last item in the list of item drops than the first or something like that, it's possible that you get more lines and stars. Otherwise, the number of individual lines and stars is identical.
Yeah.
For all monsters.
And there's no reason for you to get more items at the end of a list of drop.
Yeah,
that would require that we store information about the rolls and we don't. I mean, unless the random number generator that we use is just more suited to doing that. That would be the only reason, and that's something that we really can't control or test or, you know, discern. Are you playing on the exact same microsecond every single day? Because that might be part of it. So if you do, damn it, stop that.
There's really nothing you could do.
Yeah.
Sivalt says, you've said that if you could start over, you would make the game without the closet. Why is this? I don't frequently use my closet, but I don't know why you'd want to get rid of it. I just don't think there's any good reason for it to be there, and it just...
It's kind of a programming nightmare.
It causes a lot of feature requests that I don't want to deal with. Several in the messages from today.
Yeah, really? I saw one just before.
Yeah, like... Somebody asking for a thing in Hanks that lets you transfer all the items from Hanks to your closet.
God damn it.
People always asking for a button to put your entire inventory into your closet.
I mean, I find it handy for making your active inventory sort of cleaner.
You know what else is good for that? Auto sell.
No.
Everything that I have, I want to keep.
It's like the difference between it's like your inventory and the bank and WoW. Except in WoW, you have a limited inventory.
You
say
the bank is because you need somewhere to keep it, not because you necessarily want to.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's also like because it's stuff
like
that you don't need at the moment.
Inbox
but
in WoW.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I do use my inbox for a stupid number of things.
You guys, God damn it. I hate that so much. I hate you
well,
guys.
Well, then they shouldn't have made it such that the bank is limited. Seriously.
They no, what they shouldn't have done is they shouldn't have allowed you to send mail to your own alts.
So you get one friendly, like,
yeah, no. Most people won't do it.
It's basically infinite inventory space. You can be arsed to manage the geography around it.
I mean, they make it a little frustrating to use where after, like, 7 pages of mail, it doesn't 50. Show 50 items.
No, I run into that all the time.
Yeah.
The rum is asking if we'll finally see Fuzzle Faggot Ridge with NS-13, and no.
That's
never.
For NS-15.
Yeah. Dan Bob says, holy crap! Thanks to Jake and Rip's recommendation, I found Psychonauts for $13. Best game I've played in quite a while. Thanks, Tom.
Nice.
It's a fun game. I
yeah. I should go back and play that again. I'll probably have to start over, though.
Glebe says, can we have an option in our account menu to disable chat effects? They're often very annoying, especially the sword behind preps and Gothy because they fire so much. That would be impossible to do, actually.
Yeah.
Because the chat doesn't actually go into the table. It goes into the table fucked up. So, I mean, if you told it to disable the sword behind inappropriate prepositions effect, what it could do is it could apply the preposition switching to every single line of chat in the hopes that it would change them back.
Yeah.
To what they were supposed to be.
That would work.
Yeah.
It would work every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah,
so
eventually.
So, yeah, we'll do that. In fact, you know, I don't think a lot of people want that, so I'm just going to set up your account, Gleebs, to specifically do that. You know, and I'm assuming you don't want to turn it off, so we'll just have it there permanently.
How is the documentary coming along?
I don't know. I occasionally get a, like, hey, how's it going? From Penguin? Penguin Classics?
Elementary, you know, Penguin. Short-term thing going on.
The Comic-Con?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a good sense of where it's at. He's probably listening. Hey, man, tell us.
Yeah, how's the documentary coming along?
I don't think at this point there's anything that they're specifically waiting for us on, because that's what would normally be going on with any project. It's like they're waiting for me to draw something. Or some shit. Enemy Lasagna said, here's a random thought that just crept into my head. Are 20-pound mosquitoes really big or super dense?
Both.
You're super dense, says Mr. Skullhead. they actually just extend into the fourth dimension further the more weight that they gain. Because they're getting older, right? So they have this weird property where their weight is based on their extension into time.
Sort of as a dimension. Like wives.
What?
Sort of like wives?
Never mind.
They just get heavier the more time that passes?
Is yeah.
Oh, wait. All right. Ladies, that was xenophobe.
And, I'm single.
Spaz Attack also says, when do you think the 10-minute cut of the Elementary Penguin KOL documentary will be available to the viewing public? I'm not sure.
Real soon now, says Xenophobe. Who is single?
Ladies, ladies, ladies.
Step right up.
Max Vance says, are you ever going to make the Crazy Bastard Sword into an actually useful weapon? About its big yeet value is that it's an ultra rare. Big yeet.
What?
It used to be really awesome.
Did it?
Yeah, I thought so.
It's a one-handed sword now.
Is it one-handed now?
Yeah.
So you can dual-wield them. That's what's awesome about it.
Yeah.
It's animated.
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome.
I mean, what does the Crazy Bastard Sword even do? I mean, it was...
It's pretty nice.
I didn't mean for it to be super... I didn't mean for the Ultra Rares to be super nice. I just meant for them to have weird combinations of enchantments, because I meant for them to not be anywhere near as rare as they were. Right? Just the way that I... I don't know.
Did you mean for them to drop 2 to 4 times for every player every day?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
That seems like it would be reasonable.
O'Grady says, wow, I didn't even notice that the Pixie gave items and absinthe. So you thought it was just a really crappy attack familiar.
Zolgar asks if there's any estimated time for the release of a new hilarious item. I also ask if there's any anticipated time for the recent.
I've been writing NS13.
Yeah, what do you want? Do you want NS13 or do you want hilarious items?
Yeah.
I want everything and a pony.
Because we could stop working on NS13 and just focus all of our efforts on creating one new hilarious item every month. You guys don't understand how much work those things are, man.
So I'm guessing that's...
I don't remember...
Not anytime soon. We had a list of funny things. What happened to the list?
I had an idea recently, but I don't remember what it was.
List of funny things, hot stuff. I'm sorry, you've never been on a list of funny things. Yeah, you've transcribed me.
He's been on a list of funny looking things.
One time you dropped a piece of paper, and then somebody picked it up and wrote a list of funny things on it. Gleeb says, don't forget to mark tonight's show public. Neves says, who in the hell lights only one firecracker on the 4th of July? Zortag says, WTF, whoever celebrates the 4th by only setting off one firework. I'll tell you who, Noonie, that's who. We want more fireworks.
Who?
Noonie.
No one is two words.
Oh.
At noon.
More people talking about the fact that the next door 4th is September 11th. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
if any one of you listening thinks that we possibly had the foresight or the ability to plan this...
Foresight.
Or the foresight to plan any of this in advance, you have got a seriously misconstrued conception of our development model.
And a misconceived construction.
Yeah.
We could let people set off more than one, but only the first one gives you the effect. I mean, if they want to blow 300 meat every time just to see it go bang, then...
Yeah. I mean, it was a one-time-only meat sink, apparently, right? As people bought 10,000 of them.
Yeah. Now, I gotta wonder, though, what kind of person buys 10,000 of something that they have no idea what it does?
A surprising amount.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give it a
very upset person, I guess.
Have you ever seen an infomercial? People buy that kind of shit all the time.
Well, plus,
they buy 100,000 of them without knowing whether or not they work.
Because everybody's millionaires, right?
Because they have only 300,000 payments of
$99.99.
One of my friends has a little device that you stick into to milk to like make it frothy for like cappuccinos or whatever. And
you mean a whisk?
No. Like it heats it up and like,
oh,
the,
like
the
a
whole
steam
thing.
Hose.
Steam, like
thing,
you stick
yeah.
it into a cup of milk and you don't have to like have like the whole little device or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, isn't this great? And I was like, yeah, I guess so. And she's like, want one? I was like, she's like, I bought 10. I'm giving away to everybody because I think it's so great. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
that person really likes her warm milk.
Where are my money?
Exactly.
Again, I'm single.
Gorblack says, in the description of Dependence Day, when you say King Ralph III, do you mean King Ralph III or King Ralph the Ill?
He's illin'.
Everybody
like
hates
illin'.
Ariel. Everybody feels the opposite about Ariel as they do about Ray Romano. and Q manipulations. My wife sent me a picture of somebody's back with a tattoo on it that says, I'm going to kill you, Ray Romano.
Great.
My wife says she bought 30 because she was enticed by all the typos.
I object to her claim that there are typos in the snake's effect description. Somebody effect fixed them.
Fixed them. Yeah, it was both stealthy and surreptitious were typed. I don't even know who wrote that effect. That was you. It was stealthy and surreptitious.
Wow, seriously,
I fixed a typo in the Dependence Day text too.
That was Scully.
Yeah.
So,
had nothing to do with it.
It was mine, but just saying.
It was late at night. I was sleepy. That's my excuse.
When is late at night for you nowadays?
I don't even know.
Yeah, it was late in the morning.
Yeah.
Rowden points out how funny it was when Mr. Skullhead said, "It's really hot in Phoenix today." But he doesn't know how to spell Phoenix, so it's not sure. Since next Boar Fourth is on September 11th, is there going to be a terrorist attack that reminds us why we need to be loyal and dependent? Yeah, Scully had a good idea. as part of NS-13, the sorceress is going to be building an additional tower next to her tower.
And part of the sorceress quest will involve storming into the airship.
Yeah, the fantasy airship and
with a box
grabbing control. Yeah, grabbing control of the helm and.
Yeah,
I think that's
angry,
good.
Angry letters. Yeah. I guess it's just never gonna be okay to make any kind of jokes about that ever.
Eventually, when
everyone in the world is dead,
you just have to stop hanging out with the people who can't handle
like if
hearing
ended
a joke.
Up hanging out with like terrorists or maybe Canadians.
Wait, you just said the same thing twice in a row.
All right. Sorry, I have this Canadian
Hey, single! Well, just ladies. Not ladies. Jedi Peacekeeper says, in light of the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie, I suggest a Keith Richards ultra rare at the obligatory Pirates Cove that would mumble things no mortal man could understand. Yeah, I don't know how I felt about Keith Richards in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Really?
I thought it was fun. I didn't.
Yeah.
I almost cheered when he came on. So I was like, yeah.
Because you're the kind of guy who cheers in movie theaters.
And also bars in Boston.
You know, they don't serve beer to bears in bars in Boston. That's a good joke. Red Mage 13 says, I'm disappointed, you guys. This was the perfect holiday to add a Guy Fawkes / Epic Fail Guy mask into the game. Shame on you. Shame. What does Guy Fawkes have to do with Epic Fail Guy?
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
We tried to order some Guy Fawkes masks, but they were all used up in the V for Vendetta movie. So. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Epic Fail Guy Fawkes.
Wasn't the Fall Guy that stuntman.
Yeah, that sort of like a low rent MacGyver, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think about that every once in a while, and I realized that I didn't ever watch it.
The Fall Guy?
Yeah.
I remember watching.
I remember seeing the intro, and that was always my cue to switch to something else. It was like there was something else on that I watched when the Fall Guy came on. Maybe it was Kate and Allie.
I can't laugh. I watched it all the time.
There's one where there's a spider in the bathtub and they vacuum it up because nothing can live in a vacuum. Yeah. Which I still think about that particular episode of Kate and Allie every time, you know, there's a nature abhors a vacuum. Jane Curtin and some lesbian had a show. I don't know if she was a lesbian. Now I'm thinking of what was that? What was the Cagney and Lacey?
Yeah,
that was not Jane Curtin, but it was of some lesbian.
Okay,
they were cops though.
I see.
The Kate and Allie were just single moms in an apartment in New York or something.
Isn't it a little odd that people will be living in New York in these sitcoms and have just these gigantic apartment buildings?
They were actually living in sound stages on Mars.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, they figured, you know, they did that sort of analysis of what the apartments would cost from Friends, right. And it was like $3 million a month.
Which is, you know, explains their salaries.
Telus_R said, I don't understand that message, and I'm afraid it might be offensive in some way.
Yeah, I think I get it, and, yeah.
Maybe just mean not to use proper punctuation. I don't know. Biospark says, how did you manage to include a snake item without something along the lines of, all right, time for a crime spree? Wasn't that kind of snake?
And it didn't start with S.
Liker Shampoo says, groovy all unicorn world now. Seriously, unicorn.
There's a contradiction here, but please. I can't quite place it.
Liker Shampoo or... Come to Candy Mountain like a shampoo. We're going to Candy Mountain like a shampoo. On a bridge like a shampoo. Yeah, that just doesn't. There's no ring there.
Yeah.
Candy Mountain was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as much as I hate to agree that things like that are funny, it's kind of funny. The ending was stupid.
Yeah, but.
I mean, it was just, you know...
Okay. You had to end it somehow, right?
Yeah, but I would have rather it just ended abruptly. I think that would have been funnier.
So it would have been...
It's basically like Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would be an episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force then.
But, I mean, Charlie was very much Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Is the thing, like...
Good point, yeah, good point.
I like the little song.
that took a lot of work to, like...
Make something so silly.
Yeah.
Vashorion says, did you guys give Oatgan his free item of the month? You guys said you would back in February or so when he suggested it. So it was Oatgan. I looked and looked and looked for the private message because I hadn't written down who it was that initially gave us the seed of that idea.
We don't remember anything.
That idea. We don't remember anything
like
that happens. Yeah. Oh, really? Well, right. But... Oatgan, somebody, when we were in London, had this specific fairy idea for a badger-like familiar and sent it in as a radio bug or thing. We did not read it because we said, oh, yeah, this idea is so good that we're going to use it and we'll send you a free one. And if Vashorion says it was Oatgan,
I believe.
We'll see.
I believe.
We might have to do a Thunderdome thing. They might have to fight for it.
Oh, nice.
I think Triangle will win if that...
Gleeb says he can vouch for Oatgan's claim of a free green pixie arm, promising him that.
All right.
Max Venn says, I think bottles of real pain should have a relatively high auto sell price. I mean, shouldn't it be at least more valuable than boxed champagne?
No. Yeah, I can see that.
People don't know from real pain. That's the problem.
The auto sell prices were balanced super carefully.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I actually did put some thought into it, but
oh, right, you did that.
It wasn't super careful, but you know, no,
you don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
Chilidra says, would it be possible to implement a way to organize your equipment inventory by power, so more powerful hats, weapons, etc., appear at the top of the list? It might just be for weapons, but maybe not. I don't know.
It seems like I did something like that.
Rollover is over.
It's over. So, sort equipment by power instead of by name. Let me put that on and see if that works for hats and pants. It appears to work for hats, pants, and weapons.
All right. Well, there you go, Chaledra. You went back in time and Xenophobia.
It's in the account menu, then?
Yeah.
All right. There is your answer.
Answer.
Missing Number says, to supplement the near-useless wad of dough item, how about powders of dough and nuggets of dough from the Grimoire?
Are wads of dough near-useless?
Not anymore.
People might want to use them if they want to eat ever again.
That sounded far too practice.
And Nakaju says, based on the redneck effect tweak, I suppose they are just tweaking the lower level, especially relative to NS13 hats and stuff, to create diversity in choice making after NS13 rolls. And by they, I mean you. Can we expect changes to low level drop enchantments, particularly for hats and pants? Also, thanks for that tweak, as it should be much more useful now, or much more useful than before in cases of unbalanced stats. It's not that big of a project, really. Just kind of
done.
It's over.
The tweaks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gone through all the items.
Okay.
Over.
I mean, you still haven't done the two-handed weapon versus one-handed weapon.
I kind of took that into account when I was doing it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, right.
Not, I mean, I don't know. There will be more. A lot of it was just sort of evaluating stuff in light of stuff that's going to come with NS13. and some of it was the tools that we use to create items don't allow us to screw up a lot more often in attributing like a base stat requirement for stuff. So some of that just needed to be fixed. There were some missing stat requirements or the wrong stat in a couple places. And then I sort of made sure that stuff, the enchantments for stuff sort of made a little bit more sense as to the power of the item and when you get it in the progression and stuff like that. Crafted stuff is still, in general, better than stuff that drops.
Right. Are you Katamari Damacy?
Part of the problem is going to be that we haven't put in the high-end crafted stuff.
Right.
So right now, they're only just drops. So.
Yeah. Well, one of these days.
Yeah.
That'll probably be a series of post-MS-13 Tuesdays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Missing No says, I have an idea for a compromise regarding the regarding you guys not realizes the sword behind prepositions is a dead horse. And assholes who won't remove it. Wanging could nullify the sword. Goddamn typos, I think I need a wanging.
That's actually not a terrible idea.
That's kind of funny. That actually, yeah, so if you have the wang effect.
If you have the wang effect, wow. The sword doesn't fire.
That would be neat.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
That's great.
All right.
I'll make it so. Yep.
Neat.
Twixter Nethers says. That's funny.
Twixter Primal.
Twixter Nethers. Mr. Store Familiars should be savanna themed in October. A hyena for stats plus meat. A giraffe ripe with Lamarckian evolutionary theory references for items plus meat. See the giraffe stretches his gradually growing neck to swipe stuff.
I think. Regardless, we should definitely try to include more Lamarckian evolution in the game because it's just awesome.
Yeah,
there was this movie I really liked.
Rats
when I was
being
a kid
born out of
Samantha
grain
smiles.
And
no, Savannah smiles. It was about what's that called when you fall in love with the people who kidnap you?
Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome. Yeah.
Maybe it's just because everyone takes their kidnap victim to Stockholm, and it's just such a beautiful city.
Right, it's like Disney. It's like Disney World.
Disney World for kidnappees.
Yeah, I mean,
you've just been kidnapped. Where are you going?
Stockholm.
Nobel prizes for everyone. Boo Boo says, "Hey guys, are any of you planning on buying the iPhone at the end of this month when it comes out?"
No,
I don't know.
I'll get like revision 2.
I was gonna say
probably.
If somebody had a gun to my head and the only way they were going to not shoot me is if I had no money left by the end of the day, then maybe I would be more inclined to get an iPhone. But
if you were locked in one of those like Brewster's Millions plots.
Oh yeah, that was a good movie too. Where he like buys that antique stamp and mails it.
Yeah.
Okay, I would be inclined to buy that phone if it were not complicated, and it's probably going to be goddamn complicated.
Okay.
So
never ever buy a first generation Apple product. Ever, ever. Yeah. Ever, ever.
And by first generation, he just means...
First iPods had all kinds of problems. The first iPhones are going to have all kinds of problems. They will make it so much better that, like, the second, you know, version 2.
My first iPod had the problem of I constantly left it in the shower.
Huh. That seems like an onerous problem.
Yeah, it was. It was. I'm really glad that they worked that out of the design. I just left it in the bathroom by the shower, and the condensation finally just made the wheel.
It works fine now, from what you said most recently.
The old one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even try it lately. I don't even know where it is.
The last time you mentioned it, you said it works fine.
Oh, weird. Yeah. The reason that I'm not buying an iPhone is because I do not want to pay $600 for a 2 gig.
4 or 8.
A 4 or 8 gig iPod that I can't listen to for fear that I will run the battery in my phone out.
If it had a separate battery for the phone,
that seems
and
awfully complicated.
And the iPod like activities.
The thing is, I don't think anybody else on Earth wants that.
Everybody on Earth wants.
Do you think
not have their phone get fucked up by listening to music?
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Scully just wants them to be two different machines.
I think it's gonna. I imagine I will buy one in a year or so when they're 16
you
gigs.
You already use
gigs.
AT&T.
No,
which is one.
I use Singular,
but it's owned by AT&T, right?
I mean, Singular bought AT&T.
Oh, yeah.
There's a. It's apparently on the new AT&T, whatever that means. I don't understand what the thing is.
My mom's cell phone plan is on AT&T, and they have sent her an email saying that she has to buy a new phone by the end of the year or something. Like,
or else they'll cut off her legs.
Yeah, yeah. That her phone just isn't going to work. Like, they
put a horse head in her bed.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, I can't take advantage of any of Singular's, like, nice features like rollover minutes because my phone is an AT&T wireless phone, which is just, I think, is just kind of retarded.
That means you get free calls when we're doing our nightly maintenance?
Yes.
That seems like it would be pretty useful once in a while. Like, it's true.
Yeah.
We could, what we could do is we could use the empty, you know, the idle web server cycles to run some sort of free voice over IP service and then, you know, give everybody rollover minutes. Yeah.
But I think the iPhone is a beautiful piece of technology. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be awesome.
What I really want is that that Readius ebook reader thing, the e-paper thing that rolls up into, like, that big. I'm pretty sure I showed you that site when we were in England.
Huh.
It looks goddamn awesome.
Well, there was a... What was the display that we saw at Fry's that was, like, the ebook reader.
Oh yeah, that's the Sony one.
It doesn't roll up, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, it was actually encased in like a pom pom kind of thing. But
yeah.
It was neat though.
I don't know how neat I think it was, really.
It was what a zero powered device while it was displaying.
Yeah. Which that's interesting. It was hard to read, as I recall.
Well, the display model was kind of screwed up, I thought. But.
Well, sure, but I mean
I'm testing this Wang thing and I realize that I can't Wang myself.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to have to write an exception for me. It's like, other people can't wank me, and that's kind of the intended.
See.
But yeah, I forgot to extend the logic to allow me to wank myself if needed for testing.
Because he's single, folks.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take a break.
That sounds like a breaky type.
I'm looking for some songs
for
that are about the right
cover.
Length. All right, we'll see you in about 10 minutes.
He is my Lord, He is my Savior, and He rewards my good behavior. My secret soul, I know He's seen it. He says, come here, baby, and kiss me like you mean it. He calls me, baby, says, kiss me like you mean it. and my salvation. He's always right, he's always patient. I pinch myself, it's like I'm dreaming it. He says, come here, baby, and kiss me like you mean it. He calls me, baby, says, kiss me like you mean it.
Thank you. It makes you blind, it does you in. It makes you think you're pretty tough. It makes you prone to crime and sin. It makes you say things off the cuff. It's very small and made of glass and grossly over-advertised. It turns a genius to an ass and makes a fool think he is wise. It could make you regret your birth or turn cartwheels in your best suit. It costs a lot more than it's worth, and yet there is no substitute. They keep it on the higher shelf. The older and more pure it grows, it has no color in itself, but it can make you see rainbows. You can find it on the Bowery, or you can find it at Elaine's. It makes your words more flowery. It makes the sunshine, makes it rain. You just get out what they put in, and they never put in enough. Love is like a bottle of gin, but a bottle of gin is not like love. A pretty girl is like a minstrel show. It makes you laugh, it makes you cry, you go. It just isn't the same on radio. It's all about the makeup and the dancing and the oh. A pretty girl is like a violent crime. If you do it wrong, you could do time. But if you do it right, it is sublime. I'm so in love with you, girl. It's like I'm on the moon. I can't really breathe, but I feel lighter. A melody is like a pretty girl. Who cares if it's the dumbest in the world? It's all about the way that it unfurls. A pretty girl is like a pretty girl.
Hey, and we're back.
Hello.
Riff's all trying to spoil everything.
And you're all trying to echo everything.
Oh, yeah. I gotta plug the shit in again.
Unplugged.
Hey, everybody.
Nobody likes anything we do. It makes me very sad.
That's yeah. Not. That's not true.
Happy birthday for your playing chat or fix.
Gorblack says, "Hey, the next Independence Day falls on September 11th. Want to do something really mean and insensitive? Also, can you believe how long ago the World Trade Center thing happened? Next September, you'll be able to sleep with girls who were barely in middle school when it happened." Yeah, I think my wife was 14. September. Yeah.
It's like the new Challenger explosion.
I don't remember that. I don't think I was alive.
When was the Challenger explosion?
I was in
84.
Second.
No, it would have been 2 if it was in 84.
Yeah. Were you in 2nd grade?
Well, sometimes
I was in 4th. I was definitely in 4th grade.
3rd grade, maybe? I could have been in 3rd grade.
You must have been in 3rd grade.
Yeah. You well, I wouldn't have been. I'm not.
What grade did you
skip?
8th grade. Because you started school a year later than me, but we graduated the same year, right? Or something like that.
What year did you graduate?
94.
94 from high school.
Yeah.
Why did I start a year? You started the year early?
Well, I think because I was born before the start of the school year, and
right,
you were
right.
born after the start of the school
yeah.
year, you got pushed back. It's weird how much of a difference that,
makes
to yeah. people. I mean, I guess, I don't know, maybe people don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, you skipped a grade. You caught up.
So why would you care? You know?
Well, we were born in different years, though. So yeah. Why should I care?
You don't know me.
You're not my real dad.
Pretty much.
Lure a dragon.
Someone at Lucy Space in chat says it was 86.
Oh, that would have made me 4. I still wouldn't have remembered.
86. 9. Yeah, 3rd grade.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ilura Dragon says that wearing the Bacon Stone Ring while doing the mining minigame does not regenerate MP.
That's weird, because it uses the Add Adventure function. To do that.
It is possible that the mining script hasn't been pushed out for months.
That's entirely...
How would that not happen?
I need to write us a bulk push function that doesn't actually run push on everything. Like... I mean, maybe you can do this, actually. Although you don't have access to the bin directory on dev.
No, I don't understand what you want.
Okay, what I'm saying is, currently, when we want to push something out, it pushes it immediately. When we run a push all, it pushes it immediately. Instead of just copying it over into the mirror directory and letting the rsync take care of it, it would be really, really... Because push all get player takes, like, an hour to finish now. While the servers are up, it's lightning fast during rollover, but I never remember to do it during rollover.
Well, just edit push and make it not.
Just a different. I mean, because the thing is, we need to be able to push stuff right now if something is broken. Sometimes 5 minutes from now isn't fast enough. But yeah, just get an. I guess I could just write a different.
Copy
push all to like bulk push, have it do the same thing where it only picks the scripts that you wrote those, but you don't have access to the directories. That's weird.
Did I write push?
I'm sure you wrote push all. Because
I wrote that there's a generic function that does all that's like things on all files based on the yeah thank you based off I was waiting for someone to start that based on the include like push all get player
right.
Or push all process chat, which I used just now.
I've done push all get player. I did push all get player yesterday and then 2 more times today because every time we edited something in an intrinsic, I had to do a push all get player. But I bet push all basic player hasn't been run for.
I don't think it's ever been
months. It definitely has at some point, because I used to have to do it every time I added a new regen item.
All right.
But it just takes so long that it hasn't.
I would like to bust up basic player, too.
Yeah, I mean, knock yourself out. You know,
I can do it in such a way that it's completely transparent.
Right, because you just create a basic player that's nothing but includes of all of the individual functions inside basic player. It's just that they got so wrapped up, the functions are all so wrapped up in themselves that I didn't want to spend the time extricating them all.
Yeah. That's going to make the flag change fun, too. Whenever having to go in there and edit it, basically.
Musket Cherry says, hello, great game, but there are enough types of cheese yet. Maybe there are not enough types of cheese yet. Will NS13 bring out new types of cheese to fill this need? There is an update on deck that brings out one new type of cheese.
Yeah.
The trouble is that we got this cheese joke, right, where we can't use any kind of cheese that isn't also something when you remove the word cheese from it. So...
We set ourselves up with really complicated restrictions. On
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that increases item drops has to dance. Yeah. A lot of shit.
It increases stats. There has to be winking involved.
Smiling.
Yeah,
winking is meat.
Winking is meat. That's
of
right,
course.
That's right.
Yeah.
Duh.
Possibly forget that. Yeah.
Damn.
Where have you been?
OMG, our narrative are strong.
That's about the most accurate summary I could have ever come up with.
Yeah. OMG, RG says, Jickles, Lyanian, Xeno, and everyone. I'm a Phoenix local girl and want to help with the con. Any suggestions? Get in touch with Zly in-game, and maybe there'll be something. It is largely just taken care of already, which is
weird.
Very nice.
Well, the more we allow Zlyania to take care of pretty much everything, the more it tends to be taken care of, because she's got her shit together better than most of us tend to.
Indeed. Lady Luck Fortuna says, I was wondering whether any or all of the development team might be attending this year's San Diego Comic-Con. Yes, indeed. We actually, same as last year, we will have a booth at San Diego Comic-Con.
Woohoo!
I will again be absent.
Yeah, everybody except Xeno is going to be there.
Because I don't like people.
And there are a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for anyone who doesn't like crowds, it's kind of... Like, I pretty much have to be drunk the entire time to be able to deal with it at all. But that makes me look cool.
My favorite booze today is a corn holder.
Oh.
All right.
Horn holder, but I...
Damn near killed her.
Yeah, we have a booth right next to the pretentious artist who has a booth.
I thought there was a booth.
The pretentious artist has a booth right next to us. There is not a booth between us. We're 1016 and 1018, but they alternate across the hall.
Oh, okay. I heard the numbers. I thought, oh, damn, that sucks. You guys have a booth between yours. Yeah. But no, that's...
No, it's good, because we don't... Also, Comic-Con is so much easier this year now that we know that none of the rules actually mean anything. Like, you can only move in during this 46-second period on the first day, and it turns out all goddamn day you're just totally free to move in and out.
Yeah.
And thanks, Comic-Con volunteer staff. For being so forthcoming with all these details.
Do you think are they charging you guys to be there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then why don't they just use that money to hire a competent staff?
I don't know.
It's hard to...
I mean...
A lot of it is probably legacy. They do seem to have their shit together better this year than they did last year. And part of it is that this used to be like a small thing, and over 5 years, their attendance has gone up by a couple orders of magnitude.
That
so
seems a lot like us, and we hired... Well, I wouldn't say competent. But, you know... We tall.
Yeah. Yeah, we hired tall people. That's something we can say instead of competent.
Doesn't count much for Riff, though.
Riff is actually competent. So
it's a poor subject.
There could be an artisan cheese platter that would give you an artisan platter, which...
I was thinking some sort of monster cheese.
Monster cheese.
Perhaps a cheese that would just attack you.
Could you take a hammer and repeatedly smash it to a monster cheese mash?
Ugh. And then you can make some whiskey out of it. It's really nasty. Nasty cheese whiskey. Nasty cheese whiskey was my least favorite mountain man. Shaggy Shag says, combat familiars are cool, but they're just not very useful for completing ascensions. What about implementing a pacifist ascension option in which the character gets enhanced effects from non-combat skills, but cannot attack or use combat skills or items at all, with an exception for throwing items at tower monsters, of course. That would be hard.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can pick an avenue of being monsters that would be at all satisfying.
I mean, it'd be...
Or not completely janky, just based on one trick.
It'd be really rough to level up familiars enough without...
It'd be arena. It's not...
That's true. It is. I mean, just a trophy for doing an entire ascension without attacking would be interesting. Although people would accidentally get it, because I think a lot of people just use skills.
Make it so the only way you get it is by using combat items.
Every turn a combat item.
There's going to be
like take like steel teeth.
Here's a spoiler for some NS13 content. There's going to be a monster in the basement that you can't attack.
Is that the thing that I wrote?
I haven't looked at that yet.
The way it's coded now, the only way you can hurt it is with combat items and skills.
Neat.
Skills that don't go along with attacking. So, like the Seal Clubber and Turtle Tamer skills don't work.
So spells work.
Yeah, spells work, and I guess the eye pokes and stuff would work.
That's attacking.
No, it's not.
Narratively.
Yeah, but it's not attacking codely.
I
just how it works.
Huh.
The butts and the thrust smack and lunging thrust smack are special things that get set that go along with a regular attack. And the regular attack code still fires. Like, you get regular weapon messages when you thrust smack or whatever.
I see.
With butts, I don't think you do, though. Hell, I don't know. You're not actually attacking with your butt. Used to be with headbutt. Butt chain. We could have butt cheese, and you could zap it to get butt. I mean, you could
butt what?
Any cheese to get butt.
Exactly.
Butt four.
That's a wonderful train of thought.
Nerd says, what is your favorite color? When did you first get the idea for NS13? I don't know. I was standing right over there.
Really?
Yeah. No, I mean, that totally was. When I was talking about NS13, I when I think about the conception of NS13, I think about the space underneath the calendar on that whiteboard right there. And the space underneath the window, that text adventure.
Right.
Which I've never actually played. Is that Andrew Plotkin?
Yeah, for sure.
We've still never met Andrew Plotkin.
Yeah, what? How is that even possible?
How am I the only person in this room who has met Andrew Plotkin? I don't even like text adventure games.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. How was he? Did you touch him? Did he smell good?
Oh, it's a collaborative art project.
Like Clabber Girl brand condensed milk. It's like Clabber Girl would be a great nickname. For a girl, not for me.
Just say, I'm going to start calling you that if you want.
Yeah, please don't. What's your favorite color, Hot Stuff?
Purple.
Obviously.
Purple's right, because of your gay frat.
It was my favorite color before I joined my gay frat.
Oh, sure. Is that why you joined your gay frat?
No, it just was coincidence.
You were hoping for lavender, but the
closest you know, it was also kind of a strange coincidence. My house key from my house, my home in Colorado, opened the front door to my fraternity in Boston.
That's not entirely, you know.
How many variants are there on like a given like Schlage?
There's five.
Six pins.
Five pins.
And six sides.
Six settings?
Six settings.
Yeah. So the variance is very limited.
Well, and five to the sixth. But oftentimes, you know, within one of the heights will.
Yeah, depending on the machinery and,
how old the lock is.
And whether or not you're standing on one foot.
Based on that How Things Work book that the Pretentious Artist got me for Christmas, I now know how locks work. I never really knew how locks worked.
Pins
before.
Yeah.
I read the MIT lock picking guide, but I don't have the manual dexterity to do that sort of thing. So.
It helps having the right tools, too.
Well, I have problems with things that are small.
But then you go to jail for having the tools.
Are you serious?
One of Hot Stuff's roommates went to jail for...
This is a really long, complicated, boring story, but like a friend of mine made a sculpture. He put it in a public place and chained it down, and he was sort of hoping that something would happen to it, right? And so one of my housemates was like, oh, I know, it's been out for a couple of weeks, so why don't we move it somewhere else? So she went out there with her lockpicks, because she works as a security professional, so she sometimes has to break into places as part of her job, right? And she has like she has what she claims is a license to carry them. And so she went out there, was picking the lock to remove it, and had a van nearby and was going to move it away and whatever. And a police officer came up. He was like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm just, removing this statue or whatever. And he's like, "Who does the statue belong to? And she's like, well, I mean, I think she said nobody, because it didn't really. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this is Cambridge public property, and you're going to jail. Called the paddy wagon, and took her to jail.
This is why I don't live in Boston.
It was really, really dumb.
Yeah.
So
Boston seems to be a hotbed of
really, really dumb.
Police
bad,
ignorance,
yeah,
basically.
Bad,
yeah.
I just prefer to think of it as really, really dumb.
Yeah.
Kristen Looney, Space Under the Window, by the way. I don't know who she is.
No, that wasn't Andrew Plotkin?
No.
Oh, weird.
Kristen Looney? Is that from one of the Looney Labs people?
I don't know.
Dan Bob says, love the new familiar and associated content. Love the new holiday. Love the Doc Galactic change. Just great big kudos to you guys. A suggestion to tack on. Some of the new windows, notably the Doc Galactic change and the recent use multiple interface change, seem to have been added a little bit sloppily. They don't look centered or aligned or something. The recent use multiple interface change. I don't believe that there was one of those. It's possible that you recently acquired an item with a really long name.
That might be
which would change that.
No,
yeah,
it doesn't look at all different.
Agreed that the Doc Galactic change was just totally not supposed to get pushed out to the live servers. Like, I did that.
What did you change?
I made it so you can buy numbers of hit points and MP from there, and it's really wide.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
It's wide and ugly, and I don't like it.
You should have just made it like the store pages. We put you choose one, and then a quantity box and a tick box.
The prices would have to change.
Did you ask about Looney?
JavaScript
Labs?
That's true. Did who asked about what now?
Looney Labs.
Oh.
What?
Kristen Looney of Looney Labs. Did you ask? Is that what you asked? No. So am I just making this up?
I'm confused.
Okay, then never mind. Sorry.
You said something, somebody with the last name Looney, and I was like, are they from Looney Labs?
Yes.
Ah.
That is, it's Kristen Looney of Looney Labs.
Cool.
That's what I thought you asked.
All right, then.
All right.
Huh.
Inferno Hero says, Dear Scully, Link is awesome in Super Smash Bros. Melee. The later stage of his up B sends them flying, but doesn't do as much damage, while if you hit it in the early stage, they get more damage. Oh, of course. What a sensible and reasonable and easy to explain mechanism.
I like Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Mostly I just like being annoying, which that sort of lends well to. I play Jigglypuff pretty much consistently.
What's Jigglypuff?
Jigglypuff's main method of killing people is a one-shot kill, wherein you have to time it exactly perfectly and hit a very small space on a character.
Uh-huh.
But as long as they have 20% or 25% or more damage, it is an instant kill.
Really?
Yeah. So basically, my mode of play involves flying around sort of out of reach, waiting for the other players to beat each other up, and then flying down and just trying to hit two or more people with it.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Huh.
Either that or sitting in the back and doing a rollout, which I was kind of fun too. But it's basically almost the most annoying way to play that game. Huh. The most annoying way is Mr. Game & Watch, just sitting in the back ringing the bell. Every player in Super Smash Bros. Has a taunt that you can do.
Uh-huh.
You just do like a little animation, and sometimes there's a weird sound. Mr. Game & Watch is taunt is to do the alarm clock on the watches.
Uh-huh.
He sits there ringing his bell, and it goes... Bing, 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 bing. And
well, that's
really
that's annoying to just think about.
Yeah.
That's probably the most optimal way to play it. The optimal way to play it for you is to be as annoying as possible, which is pretty much my goal.
Bruce P. says, Today I used my fireworks and got adrenaline rush. Then I spent 50 turns in the gallery and never got the Tour de Louvre. Unlucky RNG spaz or clever planning?
Did the RNG give you Cursed by the RNG debuff?
Ooh.
That could be why.
Woot Light says, Could you make tomatoes drop more frequently or in groups of 1 to 3 so noobs can make more of their own food? I've actually been meaning to go through and up the food drops in the lower levels to a certain extent. We also need to write some more food and booze for the... I got some ideas. More food and booze for the Haunted Kitchen.
Ah, okay.
And also, he says, will NS13 have mint so we can make samosas, juleps, and mojitos? That would actually be an interesting...
Samosas.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought samosas were like those pastries.
Yeah.
Full of
instead of those pasties full of...
Mint, juleps, and mojitos would be... I don't know. Mint would be an interesting like cocktail ingredient, right? If we ever wanted to do like a kind of high end or a rarish
we'd have to
skill.
Have muffler, though. You know, I don't know if we want a muffler.
Mint picking. Mint picking. Inferno Hero says, I have literally seen two astronomers in 70 turns. Bad
literally?
Luck or more monsters in the female version. Bad luck. Minigate says, I think there should be more added to the 8-bit zone because it's all combat and it gets a little dull.
What?
Cloud Strife says, will we ever be able to journey into the sea and underwater? One of these days.
It's one thing that more games need is an underwater one.
Exactly. Underwater desert.
Subterranean desert.
No, underwater desert.
Sub-oceanic desert.
Yeah.
Well, technically, if there's no precipitation underwater, everywhere underwater is a desert.
There you go.
Because isn't that how they rank? Something becomes a desert instead of precipitation?
I wonder what the tree line is in the desert, in the ocean. Like, how far down do you have to go before there's not enough oxygen for trees?
Stone Sheik says, will the Cavs beat the Spurs? Touchdown!
They will win that game if they get enough points.
Three points.
Are those even teams?
Home run!
Are you sure they're not just making fun of us in some weird taunt language that only... people who know what sports mean? No?
See, back whenever I was in college, there were a lot of people who followed sports, and they would get so angry at me if I called them dorks for knowing things about sports. And just if you know things about sports that are outside the realm of watching the game, you are a dork. It doesn't matter if it's something that's not considered to be dorky or not. You are a dork for having that extra sort of, you know.
Yeah, but it's like popular dorkdom.
I guess. But it's your...
Dork, I mean, it's more like a geek thing, right?
I don't really understand the difference. I sort of use them interchangeably. It's mostly to piss people off. You can see the theme there. Also, I'm single!
Woo!
Fantasy baseball guys, like, all making fun of D&D guys.
Yeah. I don't even know where you guys are in the questions. I don't even see them.
Yeah.
I'm moving kind of fast.
Jick is terrible, because he, like, skips ahead 8 and stuff.
There we go.
Reverend Noodleyson says, Jick, status report on NS13, please. Hot stuff, status report on NS13, please.
Okay, we are...
I'm 4 badges away from my trinket.
Oh, God, that's not useful at all. what are we doing? We are currently finishing up the rough edges of level 12 quest.
Yeah, I'm filling in a side quest.
Yeah. We've got... I mean, it's like 95% complete.
Yeah, it's
and
just all the...
There's a bit of polish
and
that
filler
needs to be done.
And, yeah.
And some just more testing. There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
The,
mostly surface animals.
There's a lot of... There's a lot of stuff that needs to happen to sort of make the new super secret ascension option.
Yeah. Right.
Like, more...
Complete and...
Yeah, compelling.
And fun.
But it's... other than that, everything is pretty much content complete. We made the Naughty Sorceress battle last, I think, what, 5 or 6 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, it's all the same.
If you haven't donated within the last, like, month, you can't either.
Yeah, you can't even log in, actually.
Which would sort of preclude not being able to
hear. I mean, I don't know if that is... the problem is we can't really give much of an update without
money.
Spoiling
yeah.
stuff. Money.
Gleeb says, have you ever thought about making the magic lamp better in the NetHack dungeon? Like, give it a good spell damage boost or something?
Never, obviously.
Yeah. Gorblack says, since you're updating all these zones anyway with NS13, why don't you just throw in a name for the gift shop guy on top of it? No? How about with NS15? 19? 37? I can wait. And Akaju says, with all the level 11 and 12 stuff, how much is actually being done with the Sorceress quest? Funny you should ask.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some new stuff. Kind of. You know, we've actually, one thing we have not finalized yet is some changes to the Naughty Sorceress battle itself.
Yeah.
Which, when it was originally designed, it had a lot of constraints because there were players of every conceivable level, and we had to make it interesting for all of them. I don't feel that same constraint anymore. I feel like leveling your character to 20 should be a valid strategy for beating the Naughty Sorceress. Like, I feel like at level 20 it should be easy.
Yeah.
But I want to make it really interesting and challenging at level 13. You know, 15. Level 13 to 15, as it stands, should just be interesting and hard, right? And, I mean, I guess I should say this out loud. I think I want to get rid of the whole furry suit strategy. That was never meant to be a strategy.
Like de-leveling your moxie via your equipment?
I mean, that's the only viable way to really do it, because it's like minus 75% or something. So.
Dang, man. That was how I always beat her.
Well, yeah, that's because...
But you would have been able to...
Easy way to do
I mean,
it.
The new way, you would have been able to beat her anyway by being such a high level.
Yeah.
You know.
So... I mean, I think we're going to do some... We have, like, sort of a different philosophy going into the Naughty Sorceress for Naughty Sorceress 2.0.
I would personally like to spend some time completely redoing the Sorceress quest. I think there are a lot of things in that quest that make a lot less sense in today's game than they did at the time.
I mean,
that
stuff was put together. It is awkward that right now there's no forward narrative for requiring all the keys. Right, you get to that door and you're like, "What the heck?" Right, and like, you just have to know, like the fortune cookies help, right?
Right, but the I feel like the Sorceress quest is very, it's very adventure gamey rather than RPG-y, you know, and
right.
It made sense when everyone playing had every single item in the game and knew what everything did and knew all, you know, and now...
And likely had every item they already
yeah,
had
everything in their inventory. And
yeah.
And now there are 5 times as many items. I don't actually know how many more items there are than there were when we rolled Ascension. Like,
well, we can probably go back...
We've at least doubled the number of items since
yeah.
the original
Ascension. I mean, we've added nearly 500 items just for this.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, let's see. So the item IDs are up to 2,700-ish now. The Cola Wars stuff was after.
Petrified Time was definitely after. That's an item associated with a time. The wand was definitely after. Okay, Limburger Biker Boots.
We're part of it.
We're yeah. part of.
Near the very end.
Plexiglass stuff. Here's like the extra boss drops. Yeah. The shroom kebabs, the different layers.
That was
of
the last. That was the last week or so before.
The different layers of burrito.
Yeah.
The pretentious artist quest.
That was almost. That was
right. Very end. So basically, there are twice as many items in the game.
Which is what I just said.
That's what you said. Just, there's a little more than twice. Shut up. But I mean, certainly there are a lot of elements of it that I'd like to keep. But there are a lot of things that I would really like to just make it sort of more
funny.
I mean, it's pretty complicated now, but I more what?
Funny.
It's
more interesting.
It's kind of funny. More interesting, yeah. Just more, make it more. The thing is, you get to the Sorcerer's Quest right now, and it is just unlike everything else that you've done in the entire game, right? Which, you know, is cool.
It's fine. It's you know, the level 11 quest is completely different than anything you've done before. It's like
the level 12 quest is.
I mean, the level 11 quest is kind of more of the same, though.
Yeah, I would say that the level 11 quest is definitely consistent with all the other kind of stuff you've done. It's just bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, it's bigger and much more complicated, but there are no just entirely new mechanisms in it the way that there are in level 12.
Yeah.
And but yeah,
level 12 might throw people for a loop, actually.
The Sorcerer's Quest
level
doesn't
12
do
is
it.
Very different than anything
very,
else.
Very
yeah,
well,
until you figure out the trick, you're probably not going to like it, actually.
Yeah.
Well, there ain't the trick.
There are a bunch of tricks. Like, until, yeah, it's going to be... People are going to see the level 12 quest and think, oh my god, this is the single most tedious thing that has ever been placed in the game. But then, it's going to be...
Once they figure it out, they'll be like, oh, this is actually totally reasonable.
And interesting.
Yeah. No, and I'm pleased with it. And we got some work to do still to make sure that it's, you know, makes sense. But I guess, so, you know, the level 1 quest takes 4 or 5 turns to beat. The level 2 quest takes, you know, whatever. The level 3, whatever, and then up into the hundreds for the last, you know, 11 and 12. The Sorcerer's Quest, you basically don't have to spend a single turn except back farming.
Well, and killing,
the topiary golems.
And the tower takes turns.
Okay, but still. You're not... It's just... I don't know. It bugs me that you don't...
Wait, but I mean... I say, wait, you're the lack of turn requirement?
The lack of there being any zones in there. It is... So... Yeah.
I think that's kind of interesting. That it's... You get to the end and it's... All of a sudden it's like... It's like a mental challenge.
It does kind of feel like Endgame.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you've done the slog through all the different... I mean, not that our game is a slog, but, you've gone through all these different zones, and you've, you know, been trying to accomplish one or two things, and then you can just suddenly do all this stuff at once, you know, and just sort of, like, make that final push towards the last encounter of the game.
There aren't, like, hard fights leading up to it, you know? I mean, it's... I don't know.
Fights are kind of gimmicky.
The Tokyo Golems were the hardest monsters in the game.
I don't know. I feel a little less than satisfied with it, and I would like to give it a good working over.
Okay. I mean,
we're going to start by making every monster in the tower require an item from the shore. So be prepared for that.
Yep. Every single one. Actually, we're gonna release a
three times as large.
We're gonna release a paid expansion to the game, and all the tower monsters will require items that are untradeable and can only be gotten in the donate only content. Because
green
I've been,
will be the new purple.
I made this new friend. He runs this company called Jagax, and I've been talking to him about business, and he's got some really good ideas.
That's a joke I don't get.
Yeah, I don't get it.
No, that guy in the forum saying that we were turning into RuneScape because of Pixie.
Yeah, that's Jagax is the company that owns.
That guy made all kinds of stuff that was nonsense. And
he made a lot of money.
The poster. Yeah, I mean,
you're talking about
something
else.
It pisses me off that RuneScape is so popular. The fact that RuneScape has millions of subscribers just
convinces me more than anything that people just don't understand what makes anything good. And that makes me sad.
I think that a majority of RuneScape's players are like kids. Like, my little brother plays RuneScape.
But how... I mean, he's not... Does he pay them every month?
No.
To pay, so, that's the thing. They have more than a million paid subscribers.
Oh, weird.
Is what this says. That's what shit is saying. I mean, maybe RuneScape is the next Second Life. You know, maybe everybody's just talking about, like, hey, you thought you knew about World of Warcraft being a big deal in an MMO, but have you heard of RuneScape?
Okay, is it a subscription fee to play this year?
Yeah, it's like, well, to get... Apparently, it's a subscription fee to play the non-shitty version, which, hey, maybe that... I should subscribe. It'd be worth $5 to look at it. Yeah. I don't think
that's
that,
how they get you.
Yeah.
You design your own game on the internet, and you're like, wow, RuneScape is making so much more money. I should go see what they're all about. And then they hook you with cocaine.
It can't be as bad as it is when I play it, right? If it was that bad, like, literally, just you get there, like, all right, time to go kill some monsters to level up, and it's like, no, wait. Turns out I'm in some giant goddamn city where I could walk for an hour in any direction, and all I see is, like, other players, and no monsters at all. And maybe I got unlucky or whatever. I have no fucking idea.
I've never played.
I played the tutorial and I'm like, oh, I'm cooking stuff. Woo! You know, like, this seems like the kind of thing that doesn't totally suck. And then,
all
you know,
of a sudden,
it's like,
yes,
you the tutorial's
a,
over. And
you have
and
kind of a low threshold for sticking with itness.
Stick to itness? I hate that word so much.
Gumption. I don't know.
Gumption's
like,
a better word.
You.
He kind of has a low threshold for, like, just putting up with shit in a video game.
Yeah, I mean, there was that, what, there's the goat herding, and...
I mean...
Have you gone back to it since?
Yeah.
Did you beat it?
Man, fucking Odin Sphere. Have you played much Odin Sphere?
I still haven't played it again since.
I got 6.5 hours in.
This is awesome.
And then came to the realization that those little stars on your save game are your progression through the story. And 6.5 hours in, I was 1/7 of the way through the story. Starts over with a new character at level 1. different levels. Same monsters for, like, because I played through the first couple of levels with this new character. And I'm just like, I don't think that I'm going to live long enough to finish this game. Like,
and he's done. He's like, he's over. It's like, that's the end of the game.
Yeah, one little thing with you tends to ruin your...
No, but I mean, well, one little thing, like, finding out that the game is going to require 6 months for me to finish, and it's just some, you know, console
so
game.
So, what is it about World of Warcraft that's kept you... that's kept you... I just choked myself with the microphone. That's kept you interested for as long as it has.
Hell, I don't know.
What keeps me interested is I want to see all the raid content. I want to, like, you know, and part of it is also, like, guild progression. If I hadn't gotten to a guild, I wouldn't be nearly as addicted as I am now.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, if I didn't have other people to play with, and all I ever got to see was the solo content that I could handle on my own, I probably wouldn't be that into it. But it's,
but like,
no, I mean,
we just got our first Gruul kill the other day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that was just totally cool.
I bet that was a grueling experience.
it was pretty hard.
His sons are assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it is.
About, it's true.
Like that. Yeah, it's like son of Aragol times a million.
Oh, my God. Son of Aragol was my nemesis for so long. And recently, when I finally leveled up enough to go back to Shadowfang Keep and I just wailed everything in the castle.
I've
like,
been to Shadow
I like three hitted Aragol and I was like, oh yeah. fuck you.
There's, you know, like how the Son of Aragol is like this, like, sort of relatively larger monster that sort of, like, wanders through the area. Imagine a 10-story tall version of that wanders through some other later areas.
Is that like massive ass dude that wanders around
like Blades
Nagrond? Yeah, is that who that is?
That's one of his sons of Gruul.
Oh my God!
Yeah. And for like the Ogre Law quest, you had to kill each one.
The ones that you hadn't had to kill before.
I don't know what it is that makes me like World of Warcraft. So, I mean, it is very well crafted content.
Yeah,
I mean.
Sort of.
Well,
I mean, it's
overall.
I mean, humans designed it, so there are going to be some flaws.
Right.
Yeah. But overall, most of the things have been pretty well thought out.
And one of their staff writers sucks at knowing which things are sentences and which aren't. There's, like, about every seventh or eighth quest, there will be one that is just so... Just, poorly like,
worded.
Unprofessional, like, I'm not gonna say badly written, like, oh man, this prose is way too florid or whatever, but just, like, incorrect. Like, just
well,
sentence fragments.
I imagine they have more than one person working.
No, I know. I mean, I would imagine they have...
Maybe the intern.
I would say they have, four or five actual copywriters could probably sustain that game. I don't know. I would supposedly RuneScape is much better if you have access to the pay content, and I mean, you know, maybe there are less crowded. At the very least, you could go to an island where there aren't people who don't have $5.
Yeah.
You know, so
the thing about this, there's two things that can do this: requiring money and requiring a language filter that just sort of thread out the great unwashed of the internet. Like, you know, just the sort of people that will do anything if it's free, and they'll just, like, they don't give a ten shit about it if it's free. I mean, our game kind of avoids that somehow by just being sort of,
well, our game was, the community was made out of people who don't put up with that kind of shit to begin with, and so they kind of self-police. And, you know, supposedly, like, you know, there was a little newbie walkout. Apparently, our chat is just going to shit.
Yeah.
That's what people say.
Well, that's kind of in a free game, but I think it's just requiring money is one of the things that makes an internet community a little more, you know, tolerant and, you know, better. Like, look at the Something Awful forums.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and the language thing is another thing. The main reason why my guild that I'm in World of Warcraft, you cannot say the F word you can't say the word fuck in then. Or in the guild chat.
That blows my mind.
Or even in public chat. If you someone catches you saying that and reports it to the guild master, you're gone.
Why? No.
It is an incredible idea. It sucks, but it also keeps all the scrubs out.
Really?
And you don't want no scrubs.
Yeah.
A scrub is a guy who's constantly saying fuck.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though. It's just like all the little kids who, you know, the ones that you would hear on Vet and your mind would want to eat itself from the inside, or the people that are just complete assholes.
See, I've only ever been in guilds that were like, you know, it's Thor the Mighty and their friends and stuff, and
they don't let
kids in, basically, and...
Well, see, the thing with our guild on World of Warcraft is we just sort of started from, like, random people on the server. It was basically a pug guild.
Right.
And you know, he just sort of randomly made this rule about no saying the word fucking vet because there were some people that he had playing that had kids.
I see.
And so that was the reason why, but it's sort of, you know, unintentionally became this incredible tool for making sure that there were no problem childs in the guild. We get a couple once in a while, but pretty much anyone who is willing to deal with such an inane language rule is sort of a...
They probably have, like, a patience level
or a maturity level that just sort of is one or two steps above the average person playing.
I would never be able to avoid just accidentally saying fucking bet.
Yeah, I've had to retrain. Like, it's hard for me to say it now. I've just sort of retrained myself.
You teach yourself to say, like, frag or something.
And occasionally, one or twice, someone will slip. And occasionally, whenever it's really, you know, really warranted, like rolling a two. But, you know, or just like something really funny like that. But no, most of the time, it's just not allowed. And it's just really worked well to keep the guild sort of policed out of. It's things like that. It's little things that just sort of remove the random bullshit people problem that going into the free version of RuneScape, you know, provides.
Drabin Mordenilev says the two mandatory star items, not counting the weapon, need more stars than lines, so you end up waiting for stars to complete them.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Let's look around. Dude, let's buy RuneScape accounts tonight.
Dude, let's hammer some bamboo shoots up our fingernails. It'll be awesome.
Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live commercial, Bad Idea, like the Bad Idea Jeans?
No.
It was like, all these guys were sitting around and be like, yeah, you know, I know he's like addicted to crack, but I thought, sure, you can stay at my place. And then it's like, Bad Idea Jeans.
Right, right. you know, I didn't use protection, but then I thought, when am I going to go back to Haiti? Saturday Night Live was good.
At times. At times.
Like, they, sort of a sine wave.
Which, you know, creative projects... I have a lot more respect for creative projects that have a definite, like, lifespan. Like, they start and they end, right? Other than, like, I don't know, online games that just sort of keeping
keep
on the content and stuff like that. Like, lame.
Duff Killigan says, Jake, I hate you. I've been playing Slave Hack a lot recently. I had a 3.0 firewall and a water wall and a 4.0 cracker, but I got hacked and my file's deleted. It's your fault. Yeah, that game.
Clearly.
That game was way too fucking...
The look of puzzlement on Hot Stuff's face is...
What? That Slave Hack game, remember?
Oh, is this MMO Hacker thing?
Yeah, remember that one that I just basically could not get a foothold in because the assholes were constantly erasing everything from the public servers that you needed in order to progress through the actual what little bit of content there was. You know, maybe there's a ton of content. Maybe there is a lot of, like, basically single-player content to that game. But I don't know.
That seems like a really fun idea. There was that... Did I show you that game that came out for the Mac that was, like... Or maybe it came out for PC, too. That was, like, basically, like, a... it was a really neat sort of looking game that was... all about hacking into systems and stuff like that. And, it, like, the gameplay wasn't all that great.
Was it Uplink?
Yes.
That was a good game.
It was hard, but I liked it.
But, I mean, in terms of actual gameplay, it wasn't really all that, but it looked cool.
The gameplay was just sort of satisfying.
Yeah. No, I mean, I played it through and stuff, but...
I played it until I fucked up, and then I just had no desire to play it. But...
Yeah. But, I mean, that style game,
I kind of wish I hadn't fucked up, because I wanted to see the rest of the game, but I just had no patience for basically, once you fail in that game, you are reduced back to the very basic start.
Oh, you, like, got a, like, the law enforcement?
No, your computer gets confiscated in order to, you know, protect your identity. The service that's renting you your box doesn't allow you to have it back. So basically, that's the narrative justification for restarting.
Can't you, have, like, an option to nuke your boxes or something?
That game changed so much. There were so many updates. I played it a long time.
Okay.
I mean, they added new features, they changed it. Like, I remember playing it twice and having just playing a completely different game the second time, it seemed like. So, I don't know. I liked it, but I didn't like it, but I liked it, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
That seems accurate and well thought out.
But an MMO that was of that ilk, you know, or that maybe used the Shadowrun net style stuff.
I really, I kept, you know, I was talking about this on the last show, where I really want to try and get Netrunner working, the BBS door game, because I just want to see it. I want to play. Like, is there like a GameFAQs entry on it? When I looked briefly, I could not find anything about the game.
Was that some sort of BBS door version
BBS
of Shadowrun
door game? It was a Shadowrun like. I mean, you basically your turns were spent, you know, going out and hacking into systems, which you sort of wandered around like a maze. Netrunner is not in GameFAQs. Yeah. I don't know, man. Being able to play it with just infinite turns would be interesting.
Well, did you said there was a Shadowrun movie coming out? Or
no, there's a Shadowrun game that's like a first-person shooter, though, sort of.
Right.
It's like a... I feel like it's a Tribes-style game.
That would make sense.
Okay. And then there's that...
There's a new version, there's a web version of Netrunner called Matrix Runner.
Really?
It's at hobbydo.com/matrixrunner.
Then there's that White Wolf MMO that's scheduled to come out
anytime
in the next 5 years.
Real soon.
Yeah, real soon. Now. I mean, I was thinking about it. If I had that intellectual property, I would try to make a game that incorporated all five of the White Wolf realms, but I think it's just going to end up being a vampire versus werewolf game.
Probably so.
Because that's
like, sort of like maybe a few fucked up people playing mages.
I'd rather have a cobra versus mongoose game.
They're going to say cobra versus G.I. Joe.
No.
G.I. Joe changes their name.
Big fight. Cobra versus mongoose. Shonen Max, huh?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
No thanks.
Come on.
Don't be weird. Cult Score says Wikipedia has a list of cheeses, includes Gamalost cheese, Dragon's Breath cheese, but I don't think also the fictional Venezuelan beaver cheese from Monty Python. Slavok says, hey, Jake, RuneScape is just one huge grind. As a once player of 4 years, I can attest to that. The thing does not have any content in either the version, in either the free or pay-to-play version.
That's interesting.
Kids just seem to like the filthy thing. Don't let its popularity get to you. I feel like it's similar to Ultima Online, in that it, there's a lot of different things that you can grind up, and I can see how.
I mean, I have seen screenshots of it, maybe, and it looked a lot like the original Ultima games. Kind of. Like the way you moved around the map and stuff. What was that game that you were playing for a while in London that was the...
The Civilization-like?
Yeah.
Vox Imperium?
That, see, that seems like it would be something that would catch on. Yeah. Well, cause it's kinda
he's...
Cool.
You know, there's almost never anyone playing.
Still?
Yeah.
Because that looks cool.
Yeah, it's clever. He, I don't... His revenue model is a little weird. He sells, You can either
games,
play to earn the credits, and then you can donate to get credits, which allow you to start games on custom maps, which that really, you know, needs a critical mass in order to take off. And you can buy additional like tile sets, different versions of the graphics for your units and stuff, which are interesting.
But you got to appreciate the people who try to put a product out there that can be free if you want it to be.
Yeah, no, absolutely, you know? Absolutely. I hope that it takes off. I mean, I don't. Supposedly, like, every day at 3 o'clock, a fast game gets automatically started by the server. The thing is, if it was... If there was a fast game every half hour, you know... I mean, I think that the problem there is, like, you know, you don't want to earn so many credits just by playing when nobody else is playing that, you know, you have all these credits.
Right.
You know? So it's... I don't know. It's hard for me to... commit myself to, like, alright, I'm going to... Well, first of all, it's hard for me to play a game that I can only play, you know, 5 minutes a day that lasts a month, right? Because I'm just going to forget about it for a week. And it's also very hard for me to, like, log on every 15 minutes for 12 hours.
Right.
To play one of those games, you know?
Yeah, tick-based games always were sort of dissatisfying to me.
Yeah.
It required way too much attention.
Yeah,
there are a class of people, though, that are at work in front of a computer all day long that could just leave it open in a window and every
different
tick or every couple of ticks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I... Planetarian, you know...
I played Planetarian.
Yeah, is that any... Because when I
played
Planetarian...
Once or twice, a friend of mine knew the developers and got me a free account.
When I started playing it, I was like, all right, I've built a spaceship, and now it's time to go somewhere in my spaceship. And then it was like, log on 5 hours from now, and you'll be there. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So travel time was actual time?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound at all like the Planetarian game that I played.
Huh.
The one I get played required you to get, like, steal asteroids from other planets.
I don't know.
Maybe, or we must be thinking about different games.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's like, the one I played was a tick-based game.
This is a web-based tick-based.
Yeah, and you built ships and you launch attacks on other systems to steal their resources.
I don't know.
Maybe it was, like, different. The game constantly evolved, too. Like, they would have different revisions where, you know, the core gameplay mechanics would change some. And they had, like, several revisions, and maybe you played in an earlier or later revision than I did.
I want more games like KOL. I want more games that are focused on the single-player experience, and there's just... Like, that's the thing. Like, I played Diablo 2 as a single-player game. I never joined games with anybody else, but the fact that it was online kept me playing.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. The fact that I could trade with other people if I wanted to. I never did, but the fact that I could if I wanted to kept me playing.
Huh.
I mean, I did a little bit. I traded, like, I had, like, two of the four pieces of one of the really low item sets drop, and so then I went and traded stuff for the rest until I got a complete set so that I could be like, oh, look at me. I'm the shiny metal guy.
Sounds a lot like World of Warcraft.
And, yeah, I don't know. I want a game like KOL. I want a game like KOL.
Like,
if only someone had made it.
Huh?
Lake of Boating.
Lake of Boating, yeah.
It's someday. Like, it's still in progress, right?
Yeah, no, it's like 68% now, and there's actually a list of features that are coded.
There's that other game. That's
there is, cool, there is.
That I'm not going to mention this time.
Yep. That one, it's just, you know, he's too busy to,
he's too busy to.
Isn't he gonna have like two weeks of
fun? That's what he says. Yeah, he says. I wonder if he's listening to the radio right now. If so, hey man, how's it going? I get real excited whenever there's a new announcement. I feel like. I feel like I finally understand what it was like for people playing KOL for a while.
Jick was lamenting the fact that he changed character classes now that the computer stuff is being implemented.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Dude, now
he's emotionally invested.
I have to ascend again.
Yeah.
I'm also not finding it particularly interesting to play the class that I'm playing now.
You want to switch?
I'm gonna.
Then do it.
Dude, I'm gonna. I was trying to go for a trophy, but I don't know what the... I don't know how
don't know
it works.
It
yeah. Yeah, so I just, like, I spent, like, 2 weeks gathering this one thing, thinking that was what was going to get you the trophy. And then, yeah.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, sure. I can sell them for enough money to train 40 guys to level 50, so...
Oh, you get to keep all your stuff, that's right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really enjoying that game, and I
See, we're out of
maybe
time.
I ought to... Yeah, we are out of time.
We're out
maybe
of
I should
the game by not
maybe,
mentioning it at all.
Maybe we should just hire that guy to work on that game full time.
So that you'll have
so that I'll have something to play. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What I can
you know, I want you to work on this game with no direction whatsoever. I mean, it's just I need a content update every 3 days. And that's the only.
How much? Okay. If how much money would that?
How much
take?
Would it take? If you are listening.
So maybe I get the impression that. There's a real job and like stuff going on.
He's between jobs.
Oh, but I mean, does that mean one job ended and he doesn't have a job to go to, or he's well? Then maybe you could
provide that other job.
We should stop being on the radio.
that's a good plan. I think this is going
all right.
Fantastically.
You gotta love indirect references.
love it when we talk about things that you don't know what.
Yeah.
And
that one time.
Yeah, I really like that. But that one time wasn't so great.
Yeah, no.
I need a song. How about...
Do you want the world to sing?
Gonna buy the world on Pepsi?
I'm gonna ask Dead Heart if 1 minute is okay, and then play a 1 minute song.
I am a man.
Not that one. I played that one last week.
I don't think that's a minute long either.
Alright, she says, sure, that's okay. So, goodbye everybody. We'll see you Monday or Thursday.
See
you.
Are.
I love, 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 I love,